And this is Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. This news update is brought to you by Thumb Glass of Bad Axe for automotive glass replacement, door, window, and screen replacement, residential and commercial window sales and installation. Call the only glass company in the Thumb with over 50 years hometown reputation. That's Thumb Glass behind Huron Auto Parts in Bad Axe. In Huron County District Court this week, Judge Ferris arraigned Evan Michael Marlowe on a misdemeanor charge of operating with a high blood alcohol content. Stemming from an incident on or about October 20th of 2024, the penalties include up to 180 days in jail, a fine between $200 and $700, up to 360 hours of community service, and possible vehicle immobilization. Mr. Marlowe entered a plea of not guilty. And the court has set a deadline of May 28, 2026 for the prosecutor to provide a plea offer. A plea cutoff hearing is scheduled for June 18, 2026 at 10:30 a.m., which Mr. Marlowe must attend in person. And this date also marks the final opportunity to enter a plea or file motions. Attorney Martin Perzondik represented Mr. Marlowe for the arraignment, and Attorney Dallas Rooney has been court-appointed to represent him for the remainder of the case. Bond was set at $3,500 with 10% already posted. Conditions of the bond include a prohibition on alcohol and controlled substances, except as prescribed, and mandatory random drug and alcohol testing. Through pretrial services, SCRAM or SoberLink devices were not ordered at this time. And authorities on Saginaw Bay have recovered the bodies of three missing fishermen after an overnight search in the waters off of Bay County. The U.S. Coast Guard says Chris Whitmer, Ron Whitmer, and Chris Whitmer Sr. were reported overdue Tuesday night after they failed to return from a fishing trip near the area known as the Black Hole offshore from Pinconning. Search teams located the group's overturned boat late Wednesday morning in Saginaw Bay between Linwood and Pinconning. And crews later recovered all three men from the water. Investigators have not yet released details about what caused the boat to capsize or how the men have died. The fishermen had launched earlier Tuesday from Gambill's Landing, and the Coast Guard says the investigation into the incident remains active. Anyone with information connected to the case is urged to contact Coast Guard Sector Detroit. And residents in Bad Axe gathered on Thursday to observe the annual National Day of Prayer, with a community program centered on faith, worship, and encouragement. The event featured prayers for local families, churches, schools, and community leaders, while several speakers shared messages focused on hope, unity, and service. Attendees also heard preaching throughout the gathering as participants reflected on the National Day of Observance. A musical highlight came from Laura Krasuski and her family, who performed worship songs during the program. Organizers said the event brought together area residents from different churches and backgrounds for a time of prayer and fellowship. And we will be right back after this message from Thumb Glass.
This is TJ from Thumb Glass and Bad Axe. At Thumb Glass, we're proud to be going into our 75th year serving the Thumb area residents with trusted glass repair. We offer complete automotive glass replacement, including windshield replacement and on-site ADAS windshield calibration. So there's no need to let your insurance company dictate where you go. We handle it all right here at Thumb Glass and Bad Axe. We're your one-stop glass shop for auto, home, and mobile glass repair. For the best job in home, automotive, and mobile glass replacement, come see us next to Huron Auto Parts and Bad Axe. Call Thumb Glass today at 989-269-8131.
And we are back. That was your news for this hour. You can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, obituaries, and more. I am Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.